I'm reading this letter so that you will pray. God has provided all the funds that we need to care for this brother, but he does need prayer, and we mean that. And we know that so many of you out there, every time we ask for prayer, you hit your knees. So thank you in advance. I'd just like to read a text before I read his letter. It is from Hebrews, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy. And I could add there, men and women of whom the world is not worthy. Here at Heart Cry, you know, we work with indigenous missionaries, some of them living in very, very difficult places, suffering from persecution, suffering from poverty, all sorts of things. And it is a good thing that we can talk to you because they have no voice. They're somewhere deep in the jungle and no one would ever even know their name or their need. And that's part of our ministry. So there's a dear brother. I can't mention his name. He is in Myanmar. And we have worked with him for a long time. And he is what I would consider a leader among men and among the missionary movement there in Myanmar. And so I'm just going to read this letter that he wrote to us. And it's a little broken. But I think it'll help you and direct you in prayer. He says, dear friends, thank you for your prayers. The Apostle Paul's testimony is challenging for us. It is obvious that Paul did not have good health, yet he served the Lord with his best. I encourage myself also by quoting Paul's words, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there has been given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And he goes on to explain his circumstance. Last year in 2021 and this year in 2022, they are not good years for my family. My brother went to his eternal home on August 1st, 2021 after fighting COVID-19. And my dad followed him on August 28th, 2021. We know for sure that both of them were saved and they are now in heaven. However, we still miss them. My grandson was born on July 23rd, 2021. When he became 5 months old, he started suffering from a seizure. We ran him to the hospital. Since that time, he had to go to the hospital 4 times a month, then 3 times a month, then 2 times a month. He is going to be 12 months old. However, he is like a 2-month baby in strength. There is no such treatment for him in Myanmar or even in Thailand. Only a heavenly doctor can heal him. We absolutely trust the Lord for his healing. I have learned to pray in the Spirit's power because of my grandson. Since May, my health has not been good. On June 11, 2022, I had a minor operation of my colon. My doctor said that there were 4 big spots on my colon. The doctor cut them all, and after checking them, praise the Lord, I do not have cancer. But due to an attack of gout, I could not go to the church for 6 Sundays. How I love preaching the word and worshiping God in the church. But due to severe gout attacks, I could not go to the church. Finally, another doctor has told me that I have to have an operation, or I had to have an operation, because there are crystallized growths on my joints in my feet. On June 6th, I went through an operation again. I have been back home, but I am still laying in bed. I do not know how long I will be in bed. I can read, write, and pray on my bed. I am not yet able to walk. My heart, my soul, my mind, and my spirit are fine, but my body is very, very weak. I cannot wait for the time when I can return to walking and to preaching the word. In my bed, I call our frontline mobile missionaries who are in different mission fields, and I encourage them. I've learned the effectiveness of a telephone ministry, but I've also learned that God's grace is sufficient for me. You know, this is not a letter about extraordinary persecution, but it is a letter from a man that we know has served for years and years and years in the jungle. And we can see from his writing that he's a bit discouraged, downcast. He wants to keep going and preaching and loving his people. So I would ask you to pray with me right now as I pray for him. Again, we can't mention his name, but God knows it. And so let's lift our brother up in prayer. And I trust that you will continue doing so. There are so many unnamed men and women on the field that are giving everything they have and suffering things that we couldn't even begin to imagine. And they do it for the cause of Christ. Now, that should not embarrass us. We all have different callings, but it should call us to prayer, to lift up these modern day heroes of the faith. If they're being persecuted, if they're in prison, or even if they're just being struck with one sickness after another. So let's pray. Father, I come before you in the name of your Son. And I pray, dear God, for my brother and his family, and all the missionaries that work with him and under his counsel. Lord, please strengthen him. Please sanctify the desires of his heart and give him those sanctified desires. Please, Lord, raise him up. But having gone through this trial, that he be more Christ-like, more sensitive to the needs of others, more dependent upon the Spirit. Oh God, raise him up to preach. He is in a place where the laborers are few, but the harvest and the need is so great. Help our brother, heal him, strengthen him, change him, transform him and his family. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. And I know that we can count on your continued prayers. You have a proven track record. Thank you.